represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the Nautical Mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
By Bread Alone, live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for...
Listen Up, Jesus is on the air. Everybody out there, sit down, shut up, listen. We got to talk to you. That's it, and that's it.
That was the lovable Dr. John Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you, we love Jesus.
Amen.
We certainly do.
Amen. We certainly do.
We have a crowded room
today. We got some show.
We have, not only do we have people here in the room with us, we have John Michael Talbot who's going to sing for us later. And we even have Elvis, believe it or not.
I was going to say, who's that other guy? We got Elvis going to sing.
And Dana is going to sing for us. And in between, we have some interesting people that we want our listeners to meet.
You know, we're going to have a two-hour show. We're not going to get everything in 1 hour.
We won't canoodle for a one-hour show.
So welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The Legion of Mary.
Thank you, Tony.
Which has a tremendous... establishment that was established, I think, in 1921 in Ireland.
Yes.
And do you know, John, that several
Dublin, Ireland,
in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, 1921. But several of the people that started the Legion of Mary and that have purported it are up for sainthood.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe there are three.
Is. Yes.
One is a servant of God. One is reverend. Reverend, and so it's quite an organization.
Yes.
So Anna, you're the President.
President. I'm the president at the presidium
Ruperto.
We have.
Anna
Ruperto.
Let me just introduce the other two people.
Yeah.
Eileen Brophy, a past president, and Mary Amirati, and Mary, not
active.
A president.
Active. No. She's an
a
active
very
member.
Very active member.
Very
okay. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that all three names get out here, and you are all from St. Catherine of Siena Parish.
Yes, we are.
And this is one of the... Presidium, is that what they call them?
Yes. Presidium.
It's like little army groups.
Army groups, yes. We're Mary's army.
But you know,
we're her soldiers.
That's the largest organization in the world.
That's right.
Yes.
The largest. I didn't realize it until I started researching it. I'm very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary, tell us what's going on here.
Okay, so I'd just like to mention, speak a little bit about the Legion of Mary, which I am very proud being president of.
Your
the
mother
Legion.
Was president, too.
Yeah. Yes, my mother was past president 6 years, then until she had her stroke, and we actually brought the meeting to our home 2 years while she had the stroke. We brought the meeting there, and then after she passed on, the meeting went back into the church.
Right.
Okay.
But it was just amazing. I actually did my promise in her own home in front of her.
You did your what?
My legionary promise
that
I did at the time, and... it was really nice, and I told my mother, I said, Ma, you know, I'm going to be president of the Legion of Mary, and she shook her head, and like she really understood
and
what it was all about.
And it started to come back to life. It
yes,
was down to two
we were
people.
Down to, they were down to two. Eileen Brophy, God bless her, had come, and Joe Walsh
Joe
also
Walsh, very faithful
had
member.
Both come to me and asked me if I'd like to be president of the Legion of Mary, and I said, yes. Yes, didn't know what I was doing, didn't know what I was going to begin, didn't know anything, but yes was my answer.
But you continued mom's legend.
Yes, I did. I continued my mom's legend, which she loves, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and always continued church every day, 15 decades of the rosary every day. Very, very religious woman. Mom, this is for you too today as well.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in a parish level. And if you have more to say about the Legion in general, of course, go right ahead.
Okay, so the Legion is a lay apostolic organization, is to be found in almost every country in the world, has nearly 3 million active members, and many more auxiliary praying members as well. Here are some reasons to join the Legion of Mary, which I'd like to mention.
Is this a commercial? Because Tony charges for commercials.
Oh, no.
$50
no, it's not. No.
Palmer owes quite a bit of money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jeez. Okay. So there's just, I have here 10. One, joining the Legion of Mary can help bring on miracles. Number two, the Legion of Mary, also, as you were mentioning, is a school for saints.
Yeah.
Joining the Legion of Mary and fulfill canon law. The Legion of Mary keeps its members young, which we have
that.
Elderly.
Is it as good as yours?
Also, we have the young as well as the elderly, and it keeps them all young.
You're beyond that, yes. Palmer.
It's as good as Geritol. Thank you. That's
yes,
all I want to know.
That's a good one, too. The Legion of Mary teaches the Catholic faith. Join the Legion of Mary and make friends. Join the Legion of Mary as means of tithing. Joining the Legion of Mary will help you face Judgment Day. Join the Legion of Mary and save souls. Join the Legion of Mary and masses will be said for your soul. So therefore, if we want to become good at something, we have to practice it every week, such as a sport, a hobby, a musical instrument. If we want to get good at holiness, we must practice it every week as well. And the Legion of Mary gives us that opportunity. It provides an ideal expression of the Catholic vocation. It is a unique privilege and great blessing to be counted in its membership. So if you'd like to find out where in your area holds a Legion of Mary meeting and would like to become a member, you can look us up on our website, which is mylegionofmary@yahoo.com. Or
say that again.
mylegionofmary@yahoo.com. Or call the Montfort Spiritual Center, which is in Bayshore, Long Island, at 631-666-7500.
Would you give that number again just for our listeners?
So absolutely.
We're speaking, but they got to run for pencils and paper.
Right.
And that's why I'm talking, because I give them time to get their pencil and their paper. Go ahead.
You are the best, John.
It's really because he likes to talk.
Yes, yes. I see.
Well, that's true, too.
Okay, and that is, again, 631-666-7500. So it's
a wonderful organization.
It's a great open doors that I've gotten so many just being in this. Saying yes to her was that big thing in my life that I did that's brought me to so many places and miracles that's happened down the line for me, which wouldn't even be able to mention it here, but just continues to open doors and bring miracles to me and to others as well.
So the basic theory on the Legion of Mary is to pay homage and tribute to Mary.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And to do good works.
Yes, good works.
And
yes, we do.
And to go visit the homeless.
Visitations, yes. We do homebound. We do whatever they feel that the Blessed Mother's bringing you to. That's all. Just, you know, being here for someone. What else, Eileen? Would you mention the Legionary has done?
We take the Eucharist to the homes.
Right.
And
you go also to the nursing homes. We've done that.
And the hospitals.
Doing rosaries. With
saying the rosary in the nursing home. And
Along with the Tessera. We do the rosary along with the Tessera, which is a basic prayer that we say daily.
And we know that you got involved because of Mom.
Yes. Yes.
What made Mom get involved, do you know?
Gee, I don't know. Let's see. She was always a very religious woman, always just very religious, always in church every day. And I don't know, Eileen, do you know back when my mother, did anybody approach her? Or
I don't know.
I helped
her
while she was president.
She just was there.
She was just there.
She was calling for Mary, and she just was there.
She was just there. Next thing we knew, there she is, you know, and visiting people at the homes. And I would take her, too. I would take her to that, and I did their yearly report that we do for the Legion as well, that we give to the Curia. And I've always helped her with that. I've helped her, too. So it was nothing that wasn't new to me, except when I was asked to be president.
I'm sure she's smiling down upon you, knowing that you're carrying over her.
Tony, we have three people here.
I'm going to talk about Eileen.
You can ask each of them your question.
Well, I will. Yeah. Eileen, I was going to get to you next.
That's all right.
What brought you to Mary?
Well, I was looking for something to join. And I'll tell you the truth. Oh, I know how it was. A friend of mine from St. Catharines was a member of the Legion, and I was looking for something. So Christine was her name. And I joined the Legion at St. Catharines. I'm not from St. Catharines. I'm from Our Lady of Victory. Mm-hmm. But our Legion in Our Lady of Victory, they weren't looking for new members. So I went over to St. Catharines.
Wow.
I don't know what the story was, you know. And so anyway, that's how I joined the Legion. I knew I wanted something to do with Our Lady. And so I just joined it.
What are some of the things you do?
Well, I distribute Holy Communion at the Bristol in Lynbrook. And I visit, of course, the Homebound and say the rosary at the...
We visit the garden care.
We do that twice a month. Yeah. And then I go to the Bristol for the Holy Communion once a month. And then anything else that, you know, has to be done, we do. You know, visit the Homebound.
And Jesus' work.
Yes.
I'm hoping, yes.
Absolutely.
Now, Mariuccia, how about you?
Well, I started at the Legion of Mary back in the 60s, and one of my...
before I was born.
In your dreams.
What happened was one of my friends, she was one of my classmates from grammar school, and she just happened to catch me when I was coming out of the deli. And she asked me, Mary, would you like to join the Legion of Mary? I said, well, what would it encounter? And as I started to listen to her, I said, oh, gee, I would like to join, but at the present time, I have to take these tests because I was going to night school. And then I've been in the Legion of Mary ever since.
Beautiful. Oh, that's a nice story,
very
too.
Very nice. Very good.
Yeah. What do you do there? What do you do? We heard that.
Yeah, right. Report. There's really a lot, though. It's a lot more than we're even mentioning. There's a lot more.
Okay, it teaches you discipline. Mm-hmm. It also, you have a weekly assignment to do. It's usually like 2 hours a week of an assignment. When I used to do it in New York City, Manhattan, we would visit the people in the tenements. We would say the rosary with them. We would try to help them to get back to the sacraments. The presidium that I had joined in the city was Divine Providence. We had many of the people. They came from different counties. I came from Queens County. My girlfriends came from Manhattan. Brooklyn, that continent.
Yay, Brooklyn, don't you say anything.
And we came from all over, and we went to do our assignments in the city. Some of them were helping children to become baptized. Some of them were arranging, like, for Christmas to be with the children, that they'd have, you know, people around them. Just anything that had to do with the church.
Wherever Our Lady would lead us to as well.
Right.
Always.
I just wanted to mention, and people may not know it, that the inspiration for the Legion of Mary, as I found in my research, was drawn for the true devotion as taught by Louis de Montfort.
Yes.
Right. And in which he had a profound influence on the founder. Now, you know, the founder was Frank Duff.
Right.
And
exactly.
By the way, he's up for sainthood.
Yes. Yes, he is. And we say his prayer at the meetings. We offer our prayers to him as well.
Yeah, and you have a regular meeting?
We have a regular meeting Wednesdays mornings at our parish from 9:15 to 10:30, quarter 11. And like I mentioned, want to mention, too, that we also do retreats. And I know at the Montfort Spiritual Center out in Bayshore, they're just wonderful, doing so many things going on. And they have a special thing going on, too, starting March 21st to March 25th.
That's their annual meeting, isn't it?
Yeah. And so if anyone's interested, they can just call that the center, too, as well. You know, the number that I mentioned before.
Now, isn't it amazing that from the fruits of one person, servant of God, Frank Duff,
that it
evangelized started to millions of people.
Millions.
So one person that evangelizes could affect and spread out to so many people. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it takes that blind yes.
Yes.
Like
what I say.
You all just say yes,
yes,
and you don't know
when
what's going to
come. When I
said
yes, exactly. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Like
I didn't know
Anna.
What was doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and when I was asked, right, Eileen?
That's right.
That was it. My words were yes. I said, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to begin. And of course, you know, Eileen said, our lady will lead you, and she has.
No, we said join the crowd.
But with the Blessed Mother.
Join the crowd.
And Jesus, once you're doing their work.
That's it. It's amazing. Amazing.
It's amazing what they'll do.
Amazing.
So that's great.
The book, Miracles on Tap, describes what happened and how the Legion of Mary came about. It's very adventurous.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, thank you, Mary. Very good, too.
So that's a good foundation. It's a good beginning. It's a good establishment of what the Legion of Mary is all about.
Yes.
And that's what we really want people to know. The Legion of Mary is all about Mary.
Yes, all about Mary, doing Mary's work.
Mm-hmm. And saying yes.
And saying
and
yes.
And saying Once that
you
yes,
say
which
yes,
I.
You're in.
You're in. That's it. It's that's, that yes that she said yes to the Saint Gabrielle, right? She had
yes.
said yeah, her yes, and that was my yes as well.
Yes.
Didn't know
Three
what I was
years
getting
ago,
into.
Tony and I said yes to a radio show.
Hey,
we
there
didn't
you go.
Know what we're doing then, and we still don't know what we're doing.
And we don't have
yeah.
to know. We really don't
no,
have to know.
No, we don't have, because he does.
We don't have to know, because. Jesus sends us the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And whatever the Holy Spirit
exactly.
tells us to do, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I just...
Very true.
I'm so impressed with the Legion of Mary organization and how far spread out it is, and that there are people that are doing Jesus' and Mary's work. So.
Well, like I said, we were down to two members at the time when I became president, and now we're proudly to say we're up to 14.
Yeah, I saw it.
And 14
Sunday.
Members as well.
Last Saturday night.
This is a perfect time to stop and have John Michael Talbot join us so we can say the Hail Mary listen to him sing it.
Okay.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord God is with you.
Today, because this is a call from Mary for you to get involved in the Legion of Mary or in any other way that you see fit that she leads you to.
Exactly.
Because once you say yes to Mary, mm-hmm. she leads you right to Jesus.
Right away.
And there's just no two ways about
right.
it.
Right.
You know, No, N-O, Mary. No, K-N-O-W, Jesus.
Jesus.
And Mary's a Jewish mother. And eventually she says, hey, have you ever met my son? And she brings you right to him.
She brings, she right does.
And yes. You know, ladies, we have a lot of people over the years who say yes to Mary. And I'm willing to bet Tony has one of those people to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely do.
You do?
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
It's not going to be on my time, but before I do, we have a reflection.
Okay.
A two-minute biblical reflection that John's going to read. Because you know why? I'm from Brooklyn. I don't read pronounce very good. You know, John's a perfect reader.
So anyway, go ahead.
Written for us by a listener who is an admirer of us but wants to remain unknown.
So this is a very special time. And I don't care if you're from Brooklyn or whatever. You can listen in any language you want.
Okay, Johnny, baby, go.
Jesus said in reply, it is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. As we begin the holy season of Lent, Jesus reminds us in his response to Satan that our true nourishment comes from the Word of God. So let us emphasize the reading of sacred scripture during these 40 days of Lent. Perhaps your family can read about aloud a verse of scripture when all sit down to share dinner, or gather at night after the televisions are turned off to hear the word of God spoken by one member of the family, to meditate on it as one puts that day to rest. In all these simple practices, one comes to encounter not just words on a page, but the living Word himself, Jesus Christ. We come to see that we only truly live when we are living according to the way of Christ. It does us little or no good to satiate the senses and then to starve the soul. Our true life, listeners, is in Jesus and with Jesus. He's found on every page of Scripture, and he comes to us personally in Holy Communion, the body of Christ, the bread of life. It's always good to be reminded Jesus is alive in Scripture.
Absolutely, John.
It's just beautiful. Absolutely. And we thank our anonymous contributor.
Thank you, John. Thank you for reading
so
well. Also, I want to mention that if you would like to actually read it, Nick, a good listener and friend of ours, puts it on his website, Cross to Bear, every week. So this reflection is on Nick's website. And also the saint that I'm about to do is on his website. One more thing. Nick has committed to give our radio show a certain percentage of his sales for the crosses that he makes.
This is a commercial.
It's not a commercial. It's a
What's
thank
the
you.
Name of his it's site again?
Cross yes. to Bear.
Oh, Cross to Bear.
To Bear, is that the number two?
Yeah, two. It's the number two, Bear, B-E-A-R.
Cross to number two, Bear.
B-E-A-R. Nick, B-E-A-R. Thank you so much. Thank you for your wonderful contribution.
That's great.
We assure you, it's going to go places. Thank you, Nick. So let's talk about St. Rita.
St. Rita.
Born 1381, died 1457.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to preface her life by saying that just like Elizabeth Ann Seton and many other saints, Rita, she wasn't born a saint. She was a wife, a mother.
Right.
Became a widow and remained a member of the religious community regardless of her surroundings. Her mistreatment, her misfortune, losing her husband, losing her two sons.
Yes.
Her holiness was reflected in each phase of her life. Her marriage only lasted for 18 years, during which she remembered for for her Christian values and never gave those up. As a model wife and mother who made efforts to convert her husband from his abusive behavior. Upon the murder of her husband by another family, she sought to dissuade her sons from revenge before their calamitous death. Both sons died of natural causes. Rita was born in central Italy and wanted to become a nun, but was pressured at the age of 12 into marrying a harsh and cruel man. Now, didn't the Blessed Mother at the age of 12 say yes to Gabriel?
Yes,
and marry a wonderful, loving man?
Yes, St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. She also became a mother at the age of 12. She was married for 18 years and she bore and raised those two sons who died. Her husband was cruel and mistreated her constantly. She accepted her situation and remained loyal, loving, and attentive to her family's needs without giving up her love and devotion to her deep faith. Her husband, being an angry, hot-tempered man, as I mentioned, was killed in a brawl with another family.
Yes.
Her sons were angered and talked about revenging, as I mentioned.
Her sons
and she pleaded with them to drop the anger and not seek revenge. They did. And both died of an unknown disease.
Yeah, natural causes.
Rita didn't try to join the Augustinian nuns and was refused admission.
Yes, refused several times.
Because she was not a virgin.
Right, exactly.
But unsuccessful at first because she was a widow, she remained determined and loyal and dedicated to entering the convent. And she persisted and persisted, just like other saints have. Mm. And finally, heaven smiled upon her, and she was successful in her endeavor. Mm. She entered the convent and worked hard and grew to love God, to love Jesus, to love Mary, and her religion more than her own life. Over the years, she became a legend. She was prayerful. She did penance. She was concerned for others. She visited the sick. She administered to the sick. She became a legendary person because of her devotional acts. When she developed wounds on her forehead, people associated them with the wounds from Jesus' crowns of thorns.
Mm-hmm.
That's how religious she was. She meditated frequently on Christ's passion. Her care for the sick nuns. She took care of all the sick nuns, especially loved and noted by everyone. She also counseled lay people who came to her monastery. She was sought after for her wisdom, her love, and her friendship. She experienced visions and in 1441 suffered a seemingly thorn-inflected wound on her forehead, as I mentioned.
Right.
After hearing a sermon on the crowning of Jesus with the thorns. Several miracles were attributed to her after death on May 22nd. She's beatified in 1626. Rita was not canonized until 1900. Mm. So it would take some time to become a saint.
Was she martyred?
No.
She died of natural causes.
Not every saint gets martyred.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we got to keep that in mind. Absolutely. You can be a saint and you're not going to be martyred. Well, go ahead, Tony.
Right.
I'm sorry.
She acquired the reputation together with St. Jude as a saint of impossible cases. Impossible cases. Many people still visit her tomb each year. Rita became holy because she made choices that reflected her baptism and her growth as a disciple of Jesus. Her overreaching lifelong choice was to cooperate generously with God's grace. But many small choices were needed to make that happen. So all her life, she made these small choices, and her choices were so consistent and so determined.
Yeah.
Her choice was God, Jesus, and Mary.
Right.
And few of these choices were made in ideal circumstances. And even when Rita became a nun, she's known for her forehead wounds. Upon her death, she asked for a rose in the depth of the winter.
Yeah.
And they thought, a rose in the depth of winter? And they went out. And right by the house, the entrance was one rose in the depth of winter.
Wow.
And it was brought to her. She was asked to tend to the to a dead stick by her mother superior to test her loyalty. It was dried out, it was dead, and the stick became a grapevine that exists today, giving grapes constantly. And those grapes are used to make the wine for the Pope.
Wow. Didn't know that one. Whoa.
So there's,
that's awesome.
There's so many other things, miraculous things about Rita.
Yeah.
And she was such a simple life. And she was able to exist amongst a lot of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw her loss of her husband and kids, but she kept her faith.
She did.
And her love for the Blessed Mother and God.
So. And she exemplifies what our contributor just gave us in Scripture.
Yeah.
As you read Scripture, you can encounter Jesus alive. And people who say yes, somehow or other, find that Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Mary, touches them internally,
absolutely.
Quietly, gently, experientially.
Yeah.
You know, and while Rita died, what year?
She died in 1413. I said it.
Well, whatever.
I'm sorry, 1457.
But you know,
she died in 1457.
She still can be contacted. Yeah. We are all one, even though we can't see or touch them.
Right.
They're there.
Yeah.
And they come alive for us.
And also, I just want to mention, John, that she's also the patron saint for spousal abuse.
Yes.
She's also the patron saint.
Is that for increasing spousal abuse?
Yeah. And she's the patron saint for feuding families.
Because she brought the two families together.
That's yes, right. She brought
them together.
Absolutely.
She brought them two families together.
And her attributes were the wound on her forehead, the rose, the grapevine.
Yeah, they said the fig also. There was a fig out there
the
in the middle of the winter as well.
Yeah. And
isn't that amazing?
I have her movie. Yeah. I love it. I watched it so many times.
Others. So she was quite a woman, quite
yes.
a saint.
Yes.
But the point that I want to bring out, she wasn't that she was flamboyant. Mm. She was meek, honest, and loving.
She was, yes.
Just like Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and we're really going to talk a little bit now about three different events
yes.
where people are saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Our engineer here, Trevor, has a gospel celebration, a benefit concert celebrating 13 years of AIDS and the Preacher Man. That's another show on our station. Trevor, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your gospel celebration?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Each year we have, you was there last year.
Yeah, I went. It was wonderful.
And each year we have a benefit concert at a church in Queens. And this is a fourth year that we put it together where we go around the country and we get different artists to come and to minister at that night. We also have, each year, my partner and I, we design our own T-shirts. So we call it the Battle of the T-Shirts. To see who's going to win. And we also have praise dancers and praise teams and a lot of different things. And a lot of preachers are coming through and pastors and stuff like that. So it's going to be a good night there, March the 29th at One Way Church of Christ.
And the One Way Church of Christ is on Merrick Boulevard in Laurelton, New York. Mm-hmm. And it's Springfield Boulevard's right nearby, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I recall rightly. I almost got lost getting there.
Yeah, it's next to the Burger King and Chase Manhattan Bank.
Oh, okay. good landmark.
And it's free admission. And the doors open at 4, and the show, the celebration, begins at 5. And I just want to tell people that One Way Church of Christ, that's where you officiate, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it'd be great.
And also, by the way, Trevor does his own religious radio show. I think it's Sunday nights. I listen to you. It's still on Sunday nights, right?
5 o'clock on Sundays and right. Saturday night at 9 and during the week between
and
7
and
9.
What's the name of your great show?
Gospel Celebration.
Gospel Celebration.
Wow.
Okay. It's a great
nice.
Show. I listen to it.
Good.
Now, we don't usually do commercials, but we're doing a second one. And Tony, you tell us what you want to promote.
Well, I want to promote the men's conference that's going to...
What's this?
The men's conference.
Women can't come?
Women can come, but this is basically to bring the men back.
They need that too.
To Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because if you really want to know the truth, I've done surveys, my own personal surveys, and on the church attendance on Sundays for Mass, only 20% of the attendant people are men. And on prayer groups, I would say I came up with like 9 or 10% of the men that joined prayer groups. All the rest are women.
Yes.
So there's a movement from the diocese to get the men involved, to get them to come back to the church, to get them to go out there and evangelize. So this is going to be the fifth conference.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be in Hicksville on Holy Trinity High School, March the 29th.
Oh,
yeah, there's going to be a, I don't have the itinerary, but it's going to be a bunch of inspirational speakers. There's going to be a lunch. There's going to be, it's going to be it's going to be a great event. And I'm there. Anyone wants to come and say hello to me, I'd be happy to say hello to them.
I'll be there.
Palm will be there. He signs autographs, but he charges.
Oh.
He only charges $1. No. But that's no big deal.
No.
But, no, I'm kidding. John
sounds
will be there.
Good.
And I'll be there. And so come and say hello. There's going to be vendors there that are going to be selling religious articles. So if anybody wants a table to sell religious articles, give me a call. Get me on my cell, 516-712-7005.
What's that number?
516-712-7005. That's my cell phone. You can text me. You can call me. I answer all calls.
I like it better when I get the tape.
Oh, you do.
This is Tony, and you're so energetic. I don't recognize you. You
know? Well, that's my free commercial.
All right, and I
you
have
got
one.
A free commercial.
Yeah, and I started talking about this last week.
Yes,
we're going to do a day of prayer on June 21st at Kellenberg High School in Uniondale.
Mm-hmm.
And at that day, what we are going to do is to try to bring Catholics of all different kinds of ministries and ways that they relate to Jesus together as one in unity under true presence in the Eucharist. And we are going to have 5 speakers. We're going to start with adoration in the morning. And Deacon Jock is going to do that. And you've seen Deacon Jock, Tony.
Oh, he's so wonderful. He's been on our show 3 times. Wow. Twice. He's going to come back.
And when he processes, he gets people to praise God and to thank Jesus for all that he has done in our lives. And then we're going to have Father Hugh Gillespie, which you gals know.
Yes, we do.
From
wonderful.
Legion of Mary.
Wonderful
and
priest.
And he's written a book on consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yes.
And Father Gillespie is now a renowned speaker, traveling all over. Yeah. He'll be on in the morning. And then after that, that's a Montfort father. Mm. And then we're going to have a Jesuit after that. God forbid, there goes the day, right? And Father Vincent Ritchie from St. Mary's Parish in Manhasset is going to talk about devotion to Scripture, just what our reading was about today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then over the lunch period, we're going to have adoration again. We're going to have confession. And we're going to have prayers for healing. And I'm going to invite Bridge for Peace, and if hopefully they can make it in June, and others, and Paul Miller is going to be there. And after lunch, we have Father Stagonelli, who's a pastor of St. Bridget's
in Westbury. Westbury.
He's going to talk about devotion to the Holy Spirit. And then we finish with our speakers, with Paul Miller, who has a devotion to Divine Mercy in Newark. And he started a soup kitchen in Newark. He's been on our show a few times.
Oh, yes, he has.
And a wonderful healing ministry. And we're going to impose on Paul to pray for healing during lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then we're finishing the day with Mass. And we hope to have one of our bishops from the diocese to come and celebrate the Mass and talk about devotion to true presence in the Eucharist. And this is the day before Corpus Christi.
Beautiful.
There's a charge for the day because we have breakfast and lunch.
Oh,
and,
nice.
We also
and what are the hours?
8:30 in the morning until 5 at night. Okay. And the charge for the day is $50. and to get breakfast and lunch and five speakers and whatever else in the hall there.
Sounds good.
It'll cover the cost, and you can get tickets.
I was just going to say, now, where can they get these tickets? Are you going to have tickets, Anna?
Well, some of the prayer groups are, some of the ministries are, but also at the diocese, you can call me at the diocese, 678-5800. Just ask for Dr. Palmer. You'll drive the switchboard crazy. Mm-hmm. And let me know that you're interested, or if you wish, you can just send a check to the diocese. And the best way to get that address is to go online at drvc.org. And you can get directly to me by going jpalmer@drvc.org. And one of the other things that are important to note, we at this radio program will get a percentage of any profit. That will help Tony and I handle some of the deficit there, because we're running out of money.
By the way, Bridge of Peace is going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
And also, hopefully, there's going to be vendors at the conference, right?
Yes.
Selling religious articles. Who's emceeing this thing?
Dr. Anthony Schiffo and Dr. Palmer are going to...
We give autographs, too.
Yeah.
And we are the most unorthodox masters of ceremonies you're ever going to see.
Wait till you see. Oh, my God.
And you'll see how young we are. We're so young. My hair is still my original color.
Oh, sure, no.
And none of us have wrinkles, you know. But we really just want people to come to some... We don't usually do events... publicizing, but because these events are special, we want to push
and
we're going to get a piece of the action. That's even better. You know, Trevor, I want to go. Trevor, are you there? Hello, Trevor. I want to go back to the Mary, and we have a wonderful guest. He just came back from the dead, and it's Elvis. And Elvis is going to see
awesome.
Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand.
Gospel singer.
But you know what? John is the musical director, so leave it to John to come up with this stuff.
Wow. Good work. Yeah. Awesome. Good search. Good research.
I went online when we had an Elvis impersonator here, remember?
Yes.
And I went out to see, did Elvis have any religious music? And I found it.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And of course, it's perfect
it
again to hear
beautiful.
It again today.
And he's so good.
It just sounded beautiful.
And when he sang that, he stood still. He didn't wiggle his hips.
Right. Yes. And that was the beginning
for
him.
That was his beginning,
His beginning.
Yeah, really something.
I have a question, if I may, John.
Sure, go ahead.
Each one of you gals, I'm just wondering, what's your vision for the Legion of Mary in St. Catherine? Do you have a vision, Anna?
Vision, like what do you mean? Like where it's going to go?
Where's it going to go? Where do you hope?
Oh, I think it's going
to accomplish with it. You were down to two people. You're up to
saving
14.
Souls. Just be able to go out there and save souls to so many people that need just to teach people and show them
evangelize
and let them know how good the Blessed Mother is and our Lord Jesus. I mean, I go to my grandchildren and they actually say the Hail Mary. You teach them, children, any age that the Legion can touch and the Blessed Mother touches, just touch your heart and go from there.
Great.
Touch your heart and go from there, and I know it will go big.
Right.
Blessed Mother is huge.
We had a woman on our program, Blythe, what was her name?
The Rosary Lady?
The Rosary Lady, Blythe, who's teaching the Rosary to preschool children.
Yes. And she's doing some job.
Yeah.
They're all over the country.
And if you want, we can put you in touch with her. She might be able to bring this into the CCD.
Oh, that would be great. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, do that.
And you know the Monsignor Figliosi will go for this.
And Father Larry is very good friends with her.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yes, please. John, give me that. Yeah, hook me up on that.
What's your vision?
Well, my vision is, because it is the Legion of Mary, because we pray to Mary, it will always be, and it'll only get... We might lose a few people here and there, but you know what? We'll always be running. We'll always. It'll always be.
It'll always be,
in my estimation.
What do you choose?
I say the same. Mary is there for all of us, and it's our job to bring her to the people.
Yes.
How has Mary changed your life?
Oh, I'm named for
her. That's my next question. You beat me to it. Okay. Good.
I'm named for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a head start.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You did. And while so John is
asking. She's been with you all the while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, John is asking that question. That's a good question.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Well, how about you, Anne? How about you?
Oh, she's opened so many doors for me. Opened just so many doors. Continues. That is just amazing. I can just go far back as when I met Dr. John Palmer.
Oh.
That I met St. Catherine's through Father Charles. We had issues going on. My husband was a gambler and other things, and my son, his behavior, and he's helped us through so much. Thank you. Dr. John Palmer, and way back. Yeah. So you have started us with loving Jesus, and my son today is 32 years old and has tremendous faith. And he's got four kids, and it's just going on. And my
wonderful
husband, too, is just doing phenomenal, doesn't gamble and everything, and just keeps his faith going.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And it's just, that's I couldn't great even begin to tell you on this air. Well, I think we need a little longer than this, but she's just been wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, I have another success story.
How about Eileen?
I want to tell about the other success story I have for you. Go ahead, Eileen.
Oh, you can say the success story first.
No, go.
No, well, I've just, my whole life has been Mary. My mother and father were very faith-filled people, and my mother, and they both said the rosary every day. I remember as a child saying the rosary as a 4 years old or 3 years old, and you know, saying the rosary, and it was just, we didn't always like it, but, you know, we said it, and it just brought me to where I am now with Our Lady, how thankful I am to her for all the times she's been with me, for all the times I needed her, and she's always, always been there. She's never, never deserted me.
Never fails us.
Beautiful testimony.
Never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Also, my mother, she used to have all the children come up at 4 o'clock to say the rosary. Every mother and father knew where their child was at 4 and 4:15. They'd be up at Mrs. Tempesta's house saying the rosary.
Oh,
then after I got married and I still continued with Legion of Mary work, I introduced my husband to the Legion of Mary, and he did work for the Legion of Mary too. So, Blessed Mother was happy in his life.
She's there all the time. But let me tell you another success story about John. He doesn't even know about it. John counseled a young man that was dropping out of college. And so John had some sessions with the young man. And now I find out that this young man, who I love dearly, I'm almost going to start crying, but this young man went back to college. He was accepted on the High Honor Society, the National High Honor Society for Psychology, as a member, and he was accepted on the National High Honor Society for Science. And so there's a man that was dropping out of college.
Yeah.
John got his hands on him. I don't know what he did, if he was instrumental.
It wasn't me. It was Father Larry for his prayer to the cross of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And this young man started saying that prayer, and he felt the presence of Jesus, and his life turned around.
Yeah, and
yeah, wonderful. How
can you be in two national honor societies and college at the same time?
Yeah,
I'm so proud.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that. You know, we also have a little time because I love saying prayer for the petitions that people have sent in.
Yeah.
So that we would like to just, and you don't know this, we just hold hands.
Oh, okay.
And
don't
we just,
okay.
And we just simply offer our prayer. And today we're bringing Mary into the prayer, the center of the prayer. Mary, touch those people who don't want to go to Jesus. Get a hold of them by the scruff of their necks and drag them kicking and screaming into your immaculate heart. Because we know once you get them into the love that only your immaculate heart can share, just like the young men and these three women and Tony and myself and Trevor sitting around doing your work, Lord. Mary, once you get a hold of somebody, we know you bring them right to Jesus. So we're praying for our listeners who are ready to run away from Jesus. And they're in every family. We have trials going on in each family, drugs, alcohol, all different things. And we ask those who are faithful to you, Mary, right now, offer a prayer for those in your family who need to be taken by Mary to Jesus. Because that's what Mary does. And we thank you, Mary, for being our loving mother. When Jesus was on the cross, he looked down and he said to John, "Behold your mother." And that was saying to us, she's our mother. And she's in touch with her son. Her blood runs through his body. She's co-mediatrix. She brings people home to Jesus in ways that we could never imagine. You know, God is so alive through Mary. And we tell people, we just simply say, "Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
And you know, praying to Mary is one of the many ways that Catholics come back to God, back to Jesus. There are so many other avenues. And the Legion of Mary is right at the forefront with its millions of members all over the world being active now in the new evangelization that's going on in our church. Tony, do you have any prayers you want to offer?
Yes, I want to give praise and glory and thanks to Jesus. And I know Jesus has said that when two or more in his name, he's there amongst us. So Jesus, I know you're here amongst us. So I ask you very sincerely, very dearly, that you stay by all our lives. You let us know that you're not only truly our best friend, but you really are our big brother. And so we ask that you stay by our side, you help us, you guide us, you hold our hands, and you take care of the petitions that we have in praying for you and asking for healing in mind, body, and soul. And Jesus, we ask also that you bless our listeners we love our listeners very much also. And so God bless the guest today. God bless John. And God bless all that makes the show possible.
And you know,
thank you, Jesus.
I almost can hear Mary. Use your imagination and hear her saying, "Hey, kids, thanks for inviting me into your party. I'm so happy you made me come here today.
Yeah. And we're so happy you came, Mary.
And I will follow through. I have several of your listeners in mind that I'm going to grab them right by the neck, John, and they're going to come and meet my son, Jesus. And that's all that I want to offer to your day. It's like a birthday party. I'm gathered with my children, wishing them all happy birthday. So, Trevor, we're going to conclude with the last song, which is Ave Maria Annunciata.
Thank you, listeners.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
Listening.
Thank
we love you.
You.
We
you.
Love you. We love you.
Gentle touch.